This is Kurt.
And this is Tracy.
And this is the MFG Cast. Hey everybody, welcome to another board game edition of the MFG Cast. It's back to the tried and true Tracy and Kurt show. Our new podcast partner, Jason, is not on this one because he didn't play this game. So he won't be able to give us a good outlook on it. So,
He ditched us.
Yeah, I know. What the heck, man? He's like, I'm so tired. And we're like, dude, everybody's tired, man. Just hang out.
And then we're like, you're a baby, and then,
It was a lot of fighting, but it was all in jest.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be talking about Cascadia. This is a game that is from AEG and Flat Out Games. It plays 30 to 45 minutes. It is 1 to 4 players. It is 10 and up. It also is designed by Randy Flynn and illustrated by the amazing Beth Sobel.
Boy, you had a lot of Cascadia.
But it is, though. So, I think I have a right to say that, I think. Right? No?
You do?
I do?
I was trying to incorporate it is again, but it wouldn't have worked. So.
So, in this game, what you're going to be doing is it's a tiling and token drafting game featuring the habitats and wildlife of the Pacific Northwest, which I thought was...
The PNW.
Pretty cool. The PNW, which no one has ever said ever. Really?
Yeah.
That's a thing? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know the glitter company I support? They're the PNW Glitter Company.
Oh, well, there you go. So I had
Did I just blow your mind?
You did.
Woo!
I mean, it doesn't take much. I'm kind of an idiot.
Yeah, PNW, Pacific Northwest.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Hey, I'm here to shed some light on some new things for you.
I learned something new, and that's always good.
Yeah. I love it how you thought I was just making shit up.
Yeah, literally, I thought you just made it up. Obviously, I don't know much, but that's okay.
No, you don't live there, so.
That is true, I don't
live. You don't know.
So in this game, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be putting some wildlife tokens in a cloth bag and shake it up. You're going to be randomly taking out some habitat tiles, depending upon however many players that you're playing. You're going to be randomly selecting each wildlife scoring card out of the 5 wildlife animals that are there. You're going to be randomly distributing out a starter habitat tile for players, which are made of 3... what's that shape? Octagon? Octagonal tiles? That are all together? I don't know.
Wait, tell me what...
What's the shape that of the regular habitat tiles? Are those octagons?
Isn't that a hexagon?
Hexagon. Thank you. I'm dumb. Yeah, I'm going to keep saying this... saying that.
Oh, don't
episode.
Say you're dumb.
I'm sorry. I'm used to saying that to myself. You also reveal 4 habitat tiles and put those on the table. Then you reveal, or you draw 4 wildlife tokens from the bag and put them underneath those 4 wildlife tiles that are there. Or habitat tiles. I'm sorry, habitat tiles. I'm going to try to get those correct because I get those kind of mixed up. And then you have some nature tokens that you put off the side because you're going to be using those during the game.
Which look like acorns.
Acorns.
Right?
Yes.
Is it acorns or leaves?
It looks like acorns to me, for sure.
Okay, acorns.
They're PNW acorns.
I'm gonna try to
slip that into every conversation now in this game.
Be like, someday we'll go to PNW.
Yes, yes. So basically what you're going to be doing in this game is you're going to be taking a column of your habitat tiles and or habitat tile and wildlife token underneath it. unless you have nature tokens, which you can actually cash in a nature token to take any of the habitat tiles and or any one of the habitat tiles and any one of the tokens. And then once you grab your habitat tile and your wildlife token.
Boy, that's going to be a mouthful.
It is a mouthful already.
So why don't you say tile and token from now on?
Tile and token, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. That's great.
Going forward.
Sounds good.
To help yourself.
I probably won't remember that, but I will try. So then what you're going to be doing is you're going to be matching those with your starting tiles to begin with. And there's some placement rules. So when you're attaching your tile to any part of your habitat as you kind of go up, it's got to match. So if...
How do you match it?
You just match a side. And only it needs to match one side. So if it's a mountain, you match it with another mountain. If it's forest, match it with another forest, etc., etc. Another thing that you're going to do is you're going to put those tokens on your tiles. And what's going to happen is you want to match up the token with the tile that actually matches that
Animal,
basically, right. Yeah. So if it's, you know, salmon, you want to make sure you put it on a salmon spot. If it's bear, you want to put it on a bear spot. If it's elk, you want to put it on an elk spot. One of the things you do when you are putting those tokens on, if you put one of those tokens on what's called a keystone tile. And the way you can recognize the keystone tiles is it's got a white acorn next to that animal in the center of that tile. Then you're going to be getting a nature token that will help you during the game.
I feel like they also have arrows.
Yeah, they have the arrows going up on the top to show you that those must be facing up, basically.
I don't think they have to face up.
Which is funny, yeah. That's why I'm like, wait a minute. We had that weird conversation about that.
I think they might be on there just to distinguish the keystone tile.
I think so. I think you're right. And I think that's what we talked about. It's the triangle is just for that purpose.
But if we talk about placement on the tile placement.
Yeah.
Just to clarify that too, you talk about mounts to mountains and whatever. Some tiles will have multiple landscape on them.
Yes.
And it just has to match one of the landscapes.
Yes. And you can turn your tile however you want to
make
that match. So you don't always have to have it facing what we call face up, basically.
But you have to have at least one of the landscape portions of it matching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to kind of go back to what those nature tokens do as well. Another thing you can do with nature tokens is you can actually wipe out the tokens underneath the tiles so you can have more tokens to work with. You can't mess with the tiles just because you have so many out per player per game, so you can have all the same turns. There was something else I was going to reference too.
But you can also use the nature, not the nature. Are they nature tokens?
They are.
Okay. You can also use them to play one, and then you can pick any one of those animals that are below those animal tokens.
Yep.
And any habitat tile instead of, like Kurt was talking about, how you had to take by column. So you had to do the animal and the tile by column. So whatever tile was and whatever animal were directly above and below each other.
Mm-hmm.
But if you use one of your acorns or your nature tokens, you can grab one from like the first space and one from the third space or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
It gives that flexibility and then you fill in.
Yep, and you don't move any tokens or tiles when you take them. You just replace where they were at in the first place.
Yeah.
That is actually different in solo, so that's where I got kind of confused when we played. Because I learned this solo, and when you do it solo, you take whatever tokens and tiles, and then after you're done, you actually remove the rightmost tile and rightmost token after your turn is over in a solo play. So that's where I got kind of confused when I was teaching you guys this the other day. So why are we doing all this placement with the tiles and the tokens? Well, we're trying to get points on those wildlife cards That's one of the things you're trying to do, is every wildlife animal, whether it be a bear, elk, salmon, is that a hawk? I can't remember if it's a hawk or... I think that's what it is. Is that what it is?
I don't think it's a hawk. Oh. It's blue.
Yeah, why can't I think of it? It is a hawk.
It is?
It is a hawk.
I swear it was blue.
It is blue.
Oh, maybe it's a blue tile with a different color bird.
It's blue because it's in the sky, basically. And then a fox. So what you're going to be doing is each one of these wildlife cards is going to have certain scoring, which you're going to try to get during the game.
Yeah, I feel like I view these cards... Sorry, I just stepped on you.
No, go for it. No worries.
As, like, goals.
Yes.
During the game.
Exactly.
They all have different goals.
Yes.
And you choose to do the goal. Like, you could do all the goals, or you can do some of the goals, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever you're able to do.
Yeah, my advice is try to do a couple to begin with, and then see how
you... Yeah, I tried to do all of them.
That part is tough, but I'm sure, again, I'm sure it's something that is... You can do. It's just... You know, just if also if things kind of work out the way you want to and you've, you know, really maximized your play. So going back to, you know, what you can do. So like just an examples, like the ones we played, they called the starter goals or whatever. Like one is like for every two bear that are adjacent without any other bears attached to them, you'd get points based on however many groups of those pairs of bears you'd have there. The elk one was like, a line of so many. So if you had like 1, 2, 3, or 4, that's how you get us so many points based on what's in a row. So basically what I mean by a row is each side has to kind of connect to go in a line that goes, you know, left to right or up and down. Because technically you can go kind of like up and down to make it look like a column. But they're saying a line, basically, is what it is. So I call it a row, but it's basically a line.
Yep.
And then salmon is like a run. So basically, you just have to have the salmon connected by one side and then keep going kind of... It can go kind of how it goes, but they all have to be connected by one side.
Yeah, they can't be like clustered together.
Yeah, it can't be grouped or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, for sure. The hawks are... in that one are separate, so you just have one by itself, not connected to any other hawks. And then the fox is however many different animals are connected to that fox, including another fox, then you get points based off that too. So like, and there's other goals too. I think in the box there's per animal, I think there's like 5 or 6, so you get kind of different gameplay as you go. So then what you do is you just, you know, as you're kind of putting all your tiles and tokens on, just try to do the best that you can. And once all what?
Oh, I was pointing at you because you actually were saying exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, gotcha. So. That's why I was like,
what?
Yeah, so then you go through however many tiles you go to until you can't fill tiles anymore.
Yep.
And then everybody will have the exact amount of turns, same amount of turns, and then the game's over. And then you proceed to scoring.
Yes.
So how do we do that?
So scoring's based on a variety of things. It's going to be based on those goal cards that I reference them as.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they call them goal cards. Can't remember. Habitat cards? No.
It doesn't matter.
Kind of. Whatever. The ones that we were kind of talking about with the bear clusters, the hawks in different spaces, those kinds of things, whatever they happen to be.
Yep.
So you're going to go around your created habitat and score for the biggest... Oh, no. Let me take that back. Score for those, right?
Yep.
Then the other part you're going to want to do as you're playing, which... is part that I forgot because I was so focused on those goal cards, is you're going to want to also try to build a large section of, I'm going to refer to it as terrain.
Yeah.
So you will score based on your largest section of terrain. So you can have mountains in one spot and mountains in another spot in your habitat, but you will only score... It'll only count for your largest section.
Yep, correct.
You may not score on it because somebody might do better than you.
As far as the bonus goes, you do actually score for the your biggest area of terrain, but there's also bonuses as well.
Yep. So you're going to want to shoot for the biggest amount of terrain. That was one thing. I got lucky because I ended up scoring still on that, but I totally forgot because I was, like I told you, I was on a mission to try to reach all my goals because I wanted to overachieve.
Yeah.
And then the other one is any pine cones you have left.
Yep, those nature tokens.
Nature tokens count for 1 point to add to your score at the end that you don't use. Then you tally up all those, and whoever has the highest score wins.
Yeah, yeah, pretty easy.
Yes.
Yeah, easy to play, easy to learn, really fun. Like, as soon as I learned this game solo, I was like, oh my god, I really like this game. I cannot wait to play it.
Yeah, you played it a couple of times solo, and then we only played it once with Mike.
Yeah.
And then, like we said, Jason flaked down on us, so he wasn't part of that. You're welcome for me calling you out again, Jason. I flake out too, so I get it. But I think what's cool about it is the fact that it's not just those five goals that you have. Like, there's a lot of different goals that can be interchanged.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And it's actually not that long of a game.
No, not really.
I didn't think, what did they say, 30 to 45 minutes?
Something like that,
yeah. I mean, we learned how to play it too when we had our game night. So it took us longer, but I think we all decided we really liked the game.
Yeah, so much so that we grabbed the expansion. And I knew that was what you were going to say. Yeah. I'm sorry I cut you off.
No, it was kind of a segue to you. I went, and then you. Yeah, we bought the expansion for it. I can't remember what it's called.
Landmarks.
Oh, see, look at.
There you go.
See, that's why we have to do this together all the time, because we just finish each other's sentences. So I will be excited to get that to the table.
Yeah.
I'm sure you will also. And yeah. Mike was looking forward to checking out to see what the expansion
for sure. And
added.
Even I had hung out with Jason after the fact, and he actually was mad that he missed it. Because he's like, I really want to play this game. And I'm like, well, we always pick games when it's our turn. So if he wants to play that when it comes to his turn to pick,
we can always bring it back up again.
That's right.
Yeah.
We like to play games.
I don't think we'll be mad about it.
No. You know us. We love games.
So, yeah. It was a good game.
Yeah, for sure. Have you played Cascadia? What do you think about it? Do you like that it's quick and easy? Do you want more for it? Have you played the expansion? Let us know. We are at, we're on Instagram. We're on Blue Sky. So let us know. We're also, if you want some more content from us, we're on TikTok. We're on YouTube. Go find that out. And until next time, I'm Kurt.
And I'm Tracy.
And this was the MFG Cast. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.